Another extension of unemployment benefits looks unlikely. What does that mean for our economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. In a moment, Congress has until midnight to extend unemployment benefits. We'll ask what happens if they don't. But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are down. In fact, the Dow Jones has fallen below 11,000. It's at 10,976. That's down about 76 points. The NASDAQ is down just a bit more than a percent, and the S&P 500 down about 0.8%. We just got a reading on home prices. The Case-Shiller Index of prices in 20 U.S. cities showed a decline in September. The worst drop was in Cleveland. The two metro areas that posted increases in home values were D.C. and Las Vegas. And a report on consumer confidence comes out in just a few minutes. Now let's get to those unemployment benefits. Democrats have been trying to pass a $12 billion package that would extend jobless relief for millions of Americans. Republicans have so far said no because the package would add to the deficit. Let's turn to Julie Nieman, an analyst with Smith, Moore & Company. She joins us now live from St. Louis, as she does every Tuesday. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
So if nothing passes today, a couple of million people will lose their benefits. What does that mean for our economy?
Well, basically, you're going to see a decline in what very modest consumer buying there is now. A decline in consumption typically leads a decline in employment at worst, and at best, no new hiring. And 70% of our economy depends upon consumption. So this is just another wet blanket over everything.
So a decline in consumption. Now, Julie, I'm sure you've heard this argument that some have made that by continuing to extend these unemployment benefits, that you reduce the incentive for people who have been out of work to go and find new work. What's your take on that?
Well, the big argument, is it now welfare or is it unemployment benefits? Unemployment benefits are really the best stimulus that a government has available. It's very direct, it's very effective, and it's a good economic stabilizer. But trying to find a job is a key thing. You know, most people now are trying to find any job they can find. Some people want jobs at their former levels, suitable work in line with training and experience that they had before. The problem is we've got age discrimination going on out there, and there's an out-of-work bias as well. If you're out of work, it's much tougher to become employed rather than somebody who just moves from jobs. So there are many things stacked against people trying to find jobs right now, and they're going to be reduced to trying to take anything they can find, but even those jobs are being taken very quickly as well. And we're talking about very low-level retail jobs, pet walking, you know, dog sitting, virtually anything that can keep a little bit of bread on the table. So we're looking at this significantly lower levels of consumption for 2 million people immediately, and this could continue on.
All right. Well, a lot at stake in this debate in Congress today. Thanks, Julie.
You bet.
That's Julie Nieman, an analyst at Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. Well, European investigators said today they're looking into whether Google abuses its status as the king of search engines. The antitrust investigation is the first of its scope anywhere in the world and could result in billions of dollars in fines, which would actually be felt even by a company the size of Google. Christopher Wirth has more now from London.
Google's rivals, including Microsoft, say Google favors its own search results and pushes its rivals way down the list. They say the company is abusing its dominant share of the search market and stops some websites from running competing ads. The EU says it will investigate those claims, but Danny Sullivan at SearchEngineLand.com says the allegations show a misunderstanding of how search engines work. He says Google's job is to create its own search results and to point people to destination websites.
It would be as if you said, I'm very upset at the New York Times because they write all these articles from their own reporters favoring people to stay at the New York Times. What they really ought to do is have a headline of all these articles that says, to learn about this story, go read it in the Wall Street Journal.
And such scrutiny could follow Google. Much like Microsoft faced antitrust abroad and at home, Sullivan says there have already been similar allegations against Google in the U.S. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, protecting online privacy by monitoring the web and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com. by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
Today, the U.S. Senate is taking up sweeping legislation to reform the nation's food safety laws. The bill steps up federal inspections and recall authority. Meantime, bioengineers keep churning out new kinds of food for regulators to regulate. From the sustainability desk, Sarah Gardner has one core example.
Critics call it the Botox apple. It's a genetically modified apple that doesn't turn brown soon after slicing. Bioengineers turned off the enzyme that triggers discoloration. Neil Carter heads the Canadian company seeking approval to market the apple here.
You know, the consumer will see an apple that appears better. They can cut it in the home and, the night before and put it in the kids' lunch, and it won't be brown in the kids' lunch where they go, yuck, I'm not eating that.
But retailers and consumers will ultimately determine this apple's success. Genetically modified potatoes failed here after McDonald's refused to buy them. Food activists like Andrew Kimbrell are already frowning on this apple.
We here at the Center for Food Safety are actually concerned that by not turning brown, it may not alert cooks and consumers to the fact that these apples are spoiled.
But one analyst says a little cosmetic surgery may just be what the lowly apple needs. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And finally, letting the market decide has again produced something there is apparently demand for, a new non-alcoholic beer made just for dogs. It's called Dog Beer, and it's beef-flavored. The Australian-based brewer recommends one bottle a day for large dogs and just a shot or two for a little dog like a chihuahua. As for poodles, they prefer dog wine. They're a very classy bunch. You can tweet me your favorite non-alcoholic happy hour drinks for dogs at Jeremy Hobson in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Queens Cove in the Bahamas is beautiful, but rising oceans mean it gets hammered by hurricanes. You can't get insurance, which means you can't get a mortgage, so...
A lot of people have just walked away from their homes. And then you had some people who sold it for next to nothing.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Insurance companies, climate change, and how we live. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.